Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Panama Papers, Breaking the Story of How the Rich and Powerful Hide Their Money, is a nonfiction investigative journalism book by Frederick Obermeyer and Bastian Obermeyer. It tells the inside story of how two reporters received the Panama Papers leak and helped launch one of the largest collaborative investigations in journalistic history. Based on the exposure of millions of leaked files from the Panamanian law firm Mossack Fonseca, the book examines how offshore structures are used to hide wealth, shield ownership, and move money beyond public scrutiny. It is both a narrative account of the reporting process and an explanation of the global financial secrecy systems that the leak revealed. The book is aimed at readers interested in corruption, tax havens, investigative methods, and the role of journalism in holding power to account. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how a whistleblower leak became a global investigation. The book begins with the moment the authors were contacted by an anonymous source and given access to a massive trove of internal documents. That starting point matters because the Panama Papers were not a conventional story assembled from public records or isolated interviews. They were a data-driven leak of unprecedented scale, requiring careful verification, secure handling, and long-term coordination. The book shows how a single leak can trigger a world-spanning inquiry when it contains enough evidence to map hidden networks of ownership and control. Just as important, it explains why the first challenge was not publication, but trust, source protection, and the ability to determine whether the documents were authentic. This opening frame makes the book more than a summary of revelations. It becomes a study in how investigative journalism begins when secrecy is broken from within. Secondly, the offshore system as an infrastructure for hidden wealth. A central theme of the book is not merely that wealthy people hide money, but how the offshore system makes that possible. The authors describe shells, intermediaries, nominee arrangements, and secrecy jurisdictions as a practical infrastructure for concealing ownership. This matters because the problem is structural rather than accidental. Offshore companies can separate legal ownership from beneficial ownership, making it difficult for journalists, regulators, and even law enforcement to identify who truly controls assets. The book uses the Panama Papers to show how this machinery can serve tax avoidance, asset protection, political concealment, and in some cases, corruption or criminal finance. By focusing on the mechanisms rather than only the scandals, the book helps readers understand why offshore finance persists. It is built to obscure traceability while remaining legally adaptive across jurisdictions. Thirdly, the power of cross-border collaboration in investigative reporting. Another major contribution of the book is its account of the collaborative reporting model behind the investigation. The Panama Papers required journalists from many countries to work together, often in secrecy, across language barriers, legal systems, and editorial cultures. The book presents this cooperation as essential rather than optional, because offshore leaks usually spread across multiple jurisdictions and cannot be understood from one national perspective alone. This gives the book an important methodological dimension. It demonstrates that modern financial investigations depend on shared databases, coordinated searching, careful assignment of leads, and mutual trust among journalists. The authors also show that collaboration distributes risk and increases the chance of turning raw documents into public accountability. In that sense, the book is as much about journalistic organization as it is about revelations. It argues that collective investigation is one of the few tools capable of matching the scale of transnational secrecy. Fourthly, corruption, inequality, and the public cost of secrecy. The book repeatedly connects offshore finance to broader political and social consequences. It is not written as a narrow explanation of tax planning, but as an argument that secrecy systems distort democracy by allowing the powerful to operate outside ordinary rules. The revelations implicated politicians, business elites, banks, criminals, and public officials, showing how offshore structures can serve very different actors while producing the same outcome, reduced transparency. This creates a wider ethical point. When wealth can be hidden at scale, public trust declines, tax systems become harder to enforce, and democratic institutions appear unequal in practice. The book does not claim that every offshore structure is illegal, but it emphasizes that the culture of secrecy invites abuse and weakens accountability. Readers come away with a clearer view of how financial opacity contributes to inequality, and how corruption often depends on ordinary administrative tools rather than dramatic criminal acts. Lastly, why the Panama Papers changed the role of investigative journalism. The book also functions as a reflection on what investigative journalism can achieve when it is methodical, collaborative, and persistent. The Panama Papers became a landmark because the reporting did not stop at exposure. It demonstrated that large-scale leaks can be turned into public knowledge, policy pressure, and lasting institutional change. The authors present journalism as a counterweight to hidden power, especially in areas where official oversight is weak or politically constrained. They also show the risks and burdens involved, including the need to protect sources and maintain credibility under pressure. This makes the book especially valuable for readers who want to understand the profession itself, not just the scandal it uncovered. Its broader significance lies in showing that reporting can illuminate systems rather than isolated wrongdoing, and that investigative journalism can reshape public conversation about secrecy, corruption, and financial power. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want more than a headline-level account of the Panama Papers scandal. Journalists, students of media, policy readers, and anyone interested in corruption, taxation, and financial secrecy will find it especially useful because it explains both the story and the method behind it. Its practical value lies in showing how major investigations are built, how leaks are verified, how data is organized, and why cross-border cooperation matters. Its intellectual value lies in making offshore finance comprehensible without reducing it to a simple morality tale, compared with many books in the same field. It stands out because it is written by the reporters who helped launch the investigation, and therefore combines first-hand procedural insight with a clear view of the system being exposed. It is not just a record of scandal. It is a case study in how secrecy operates, how journalism can confront it, and why accountability in global finance remains difficult but necessary. If you would like to support Frederick Obermeyer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.